And we are underway here at Ben Davis High School. The tip will be controlled by Ben Davis, but immediately Stuart Douglas steals it. Douglas, right side, nice pass inside to Newton, and it's an easy layup, 2-0 Carmel.
Hopefully they're all that easy.
Here goes Bradley Elam, their point guard. Elam working on Daniel Moore, goes inside, backing down, spin move up, and the shot goes in that time by Mike Covington.
Yeah, just like we said, 4 points here within the first 20 seconds.
Full court press put on by Ben Davis. Morgan Newton has it left side, throws it past half court to Daniel Moore, down low to Douglas, hanging on to a nice pass to Newton, who was cutting through the lane and makes another layup. 4-2, 7:15 to go in the first quarter. Carmel up. Crossover dribble right side by Elam. Kicks it back out to Melrick Tucker. And it's immediately stolen away by Newton. A pass right to him. Gugi goes up with it. Three layups in a row.
Newton now here with 6 points in a minute.
Carmel up to 4 point lead. Elam takes the pass to timeline. Works on Daniel Moore. Throws it up top to the key. Melrick Tucker. Now it goes left side to Zinnerman. Pass goes inside, tipped away, goes back inside to Elam, stolen away by Moore, and he calls timeout as he's falling out of bounds.
Yep, there's the prototypical Daniel Moore there. The pesky little point guard for the Hounds is able to get the steal, call the timeout as going out of bounds. So the Greyhounds here, a very impressive start. Just about 1:20 into it as there's 6:43 to go here in the first period. They have a 4 point lead, as you mentioned, Morgan Newton with all the points thus far here for the Hounds.
Carmel's last game, they defeated Fisher 66-53. They're on a very hot streak. Big news this week was Fisher's last night snapped their 24-game losing streak.
Yeah, and you know, I was actually surprised to read that because I didn't know that stat. Fisher's played with Carmel for three quarters, and they even led at halftime. So even though the Greyhounds, I was at that game, they didn't play their best at all. Fisher's, that surprised me to see that. Congratulations goes out to the Tigers for getting off that right there. And hopefully for them, they can start something new here with that win.
The Dolphins got off of it this week, so why can't everyone? And actually, in fact, right before that, another team had a 26-game losing streak, broke theirs. So anyway, we're back to inbounding the basketball. Morgan Newton has it, throws it over to Daniel Moore, and outlet is stolen away, going the other way. Merrick Tucker drives in the key, kicks it back out, and the pass was intercepted by Hanson, throws it to Moore. Moore goes straight down the court, goes up with the layup, nearly got stuck to the rim. Rebound goes to Hanson, and it's stolen away. Now Newton goes up with it and lays it up. That's his fourth layup.
Eight for Newton now in just over a minute and a half.
There is also a foul. As now Carmel's going to inbound the basketball.
Wow.
And it was a foul immediately before they were about to inbound, and that was on Merrick Tucker. So Hanson will inbound from baseline. Inbounds it to Douglas for three. Got it, and Carmel's up by nine.
Well, they started out slow last week against Fishers. I think you could say they've started out quick here. 11 points in under 2 minutes.
Elam takes a pass half court. He's the Giants point guard. He'll dishes off to Zinnerman. Zinnerman to Williams up top. Fade away three. Line drive hit the front of the rim. Tipped around. Hanson comes up with it to Moore. And Moore's going to take it himself with his speed. It's a 13-2. A bunch of subs about to come in as Ben Davis calls timeout and needs Carmel Greyhounds. So excited. Their whole fan support at this game standing up and applauding. Could not have asked for a better start.
Yeah, how about that? Jordan Brewer, too, a usual starter for this team, was the first one out of his seat to congratulate their early start out here with an 11-point lead here with 5:49 to go in the first period. That was very nice to see all those Greyhound players on the bench. Maybe don't get as much time to come out and congratulate the rest of the players like that because this has truly been a phenomenal start. But now it'll be up to holding that lead because, as we've seen in basketball, leads can evaporate ever so quickly.
Absolutely.
Duke-Pittsburgh, just a few nights ago, Duke had about a 20-point lead, and Pittsburgh came back and won that game. So this one is definitely not over with, but you got to love the start.
It was a very lucky game for Pittsburgh. I'm a huge Duke fan. Huge Carmel fan, too. They're up by 11 here in the first quarter. Outstanding start. Morgan Newton leads the way points-wise for Carmel. He's had four quick layups. Daniel Moore has done a very good job, and they're passing it very well. And Douglas has gotten into the act with a three-pointer of his own.
Looks like that mask hasn't really affected Daniel Moore. I know some players, they just can't play with it. Bracey Wright for the Hoosiers a couple years ago broke his nose, and he couldn't play with the mask. He had to take it off and sit. So hopefully this won't be an effect to Daniel Moore from here on out.
Ben Davis will inbound the basketball. Elam working on Moore. Comes around the screen. Kicks it right side. Now running up top is Pennington. Pennington will dish it back off to Elam. Elam, nice crossover dribble, picks it up.